The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dolphins are 3-6. We mentioned this in the first hour. They're such a different team when Tua was the quarterback. So are you buying into it that, hey, there is a path to the playoffs? The next two games are not the toughest games in the world. Or are you kind of the opinion, it was nice to win last night, but this is a little too late?
Pretty much like everything I ever do with sports, because the passion of sports, I try not to get caught up to it, and I also don't want to be too much of a Debbie Downer. I'm always like in the middle. And it is funny to me, though, how a win, and last night was an impressive one, changes everything. Like, the Dolphins are 3-6, right? And here we are talking about paths to playoffs, and this is where the streak begins, and we see the talents coming together and all these things. And then the Jets are 3-6, and in New York they're crucifying everybody, and Aaron Rodgers is done, and they stink, and they're not going anywhere. And it's always kind of in the middle. Like, I felt good about what I saw of the Dolphins last night, and I do think there's a path to at least flirt with the playoffs, but this is the same team that, you know, has had a lot of ups and downs this year, and right when would it shock anyone that they lose to the Raiders this weekend or fall to the Patriots in a couple weeks? I don't think it would shock anyone if they lose one of those games. So when you start saying, like, oh, well, now the Dolphins, I see win, I'm like, are we talking about the same inconsistent team? I mean, there are still flaws, there are still issues you have to worry about, but I thought last night at least showed us that when things go well, they play complimentary football. Certainly the defense, the way it's playing. You mentioned Tua being back. They've been better offensively the last 3 weeks. But yeah, they can win some games. I'm just not sure if they can win enough to really flirt with the playoffs.
Will, who were you more impressed by yesterday? I know the easy out is the defense, right? They had the sack numbers yesterday, finally, the takeaways yesterday, and they kept the Rams out of the end zone. But what about the Dolphins' offense? Because while the numbers weren't gaudy, Tua didn't throw for 500 yards, every time they needed a big play, every time they needed to go score the football, they were able to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at the offense and say the offense has been better since Tua came back. Last night, a perfect example. In that second half, they scored the touchdown. They kicked a couple of field goals, especially late. Like, we're all setting ourselves up for, oh, my God, this 3rd-and-3, it's going to be pressured. He's going to throw it away, or it's going to be a drop. Rams are going to get the ball back. They're going to go. They get the 2-point conversion. This is going to go to overtime. I mean, we were all setting up that scenario in our heads. And what the offense did was complete a big play, go down, then get the 3 points to make it a 2-score game. Things like that, things like the Buffalo game, even in a loss, going down the field, tying the game with a big touchdown. I mean, there have been signs that this offense is able to produce some quality drives. Now, the defense is coming along. Getting Zach Sealer back last night was huge. We saw the plays that they were making along the line. Calais Campbell's like the fountain of youth or something, 38 years old. So there is a path where you see this team playing better complementary football and all the units doing their jobs where they can win games.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.